An update now on the USA Patriot Act and efforts to extend some of its provisions. Among other things, the law was designed to help law enforcement catch up with advances in digital communications. The Justice Department told a House committee today that it could lose the technological arms race if key surveillance provisions of the Patriot Act are allowed to expire. But, as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, today's hearing pointed out that Congress finds it just as difficult to predict the future as everyone else.
Government officials often complain that the law seldom keeps up with technological change. Take the use of voicemails stored with a third party, like your phone company. The Justice Department's Laura Parsky told a House hearing that before the Patriot Act, these kinds of voicemails enjoyed the same protections from eavesdropping as live phone calls.
In fact, it was easier for law enforcement to get a warrant to go into a person's home and listen to messages on that person's answering machine than it was to obtain voicemail messages stored with a third party.
The law makes it easier to seize a stored email than to tap a live phone call. Parsky said the Patriot Act took the common sense view that third-party messages don't deserve the special protection that live calls get.
Section 209 fixed this inconsistency by making the rules for stored voicemail more consistent with those for other types of stored messages, such as electronic mail.
Parsky said Congress needs to renew Section 209 of the Patriot Act so that the ability to get hold of these voice messages doesn't disappear on December 31st. But privacy advocates testified that more recent developments in technology could turn this common sense move into an invitation to eavesdrop. Professor Peter Swire of Ohio State University pointed to the growth of internet-based phone service.
Telephone conversations are shifting to this internet protocol. What that means in turn is that telephone conversations are being stored at home and in the network for millions of Americans.
Swire explained that ordinary calls disappear, so they cannot be seized unless the cops listen to the live conversation. But he said that internet-based phone calls can be routinely stored and taken by police under the lower standards of the Patriot Act.
Just as your web browser stores graphics and images in its caches, ordinary users can and will have their phone conversations stored or cached at the internet network level. People won't even realize their phone conversations are being stored, putting their phone calls at risk of being seized with much less than a wiretap order.
While there's no evidence that this has already happened, Swire testified that the Patriot Act should be revised before it does. Government witnesses stressed that this is hypothetical and that the act does not authorize random searches. The Justice Department's Laura Parsky noted that even though a search warrant is easier to get than a wiretap order, it is still very limited.
So you don't go in and you're able to inspect or search or seize anything you want. You go in within the scope of the search warrant, and there's the ability for someone to challenge whether, in fact, you stayed within the scope.
If this mix of legal and technological conundrums makes your head hurt, you're not alone. Members of the House Judiciary Committee are clearly struggling to figure out all the implications of the law they passed more than 3 years ago, before internet phone calls and many other new technologies were common. Representative Bill Delahunt of Massachusetts says he and other members of Congress understand the law, but he said many feel technologically illiterate.
I, for example, don't know how to use email. I don't have, what do you call it, a Palm Pilot or a Bayberry. I don't know how to turn on a computer.
Many members said that the steady march of technology proved it was a good idea to set a sunset date for the Patriot Act's surveillance powers. But now that the expiration date is approaching, it means Congress has some serious cramming to do. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.